We're walking through the Gospel of Mark, and we've made it all the way to chapter 10, verse 32, to 45. Sorry, yeah, all the way to verse 45.
Yeah,
I love the Gospels, and I chose Mark because I found I use it a lot with international students.
我福音书里面我特别喜欢马可福音，因为我在跟国际学生传讲福音时，我都是用马可福音的。And
we've been learning a lot about what it means to be a disciple.
我们也在谈到底成为一个耶稣的门徒意味着什么。
And it's connected with our understanding of what the gospel is.
也就最要回到一个最基本的就是福音到底是什么。
So if you really want to get simple to follow Jesus, you first of all have to be anchored with the centrality of the gospel.
所以你真想跟从耶稣吗？你首先得明白到底福音是什么。
We heard Jesus as we began this book just months ago that he said the following. That the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is near, repent and believe the gospel.
所以我们知道，看耶稣在福音书里开始，他就宣讲说，时候不满了，神的国近了，你们要悔改，信福音。这是马可福音一章十四到十五节。
So this is one of the clearest and simplest articulations of the gospel you will find.
所以这是耶稣对福音的最简单的注释。
We see there the proclamation of the coming kingdom of God.
这里讲到神的国近了。And
our need to respond to that message and turn from our ways to follow Him.
我们需要从我们自己所行所做所行上悔改，转过来面向神。And
trusting in this message about the life, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus the Christ.
要相信耶稣基督的降生、受死然后复活。
And last time we were here together with me, we looked at the story about the rich young ruler.
我们上个月在这里讲的是，还记得记不记得讲那个富有的少年官的故事？
And it's interesting that he had some things really, I think he had his priorities straight. He was thinking about his relationship with God and about eternal life.
我们讲到他跟神的关系，他跟永生的关系。
And we learned from that, I hope we learned from that episode that obedience to the law is ultimately achieved or realized in following Jesus.
希望我们上次还记得，我们那上次讲的主题是真正的遵循律法是从跟从耶稣开始的。And
even though we do so imperfectly, we learn obedience through this life.
即便说我们做的不完美，但是我们还是因顺服。
And we discover as we learn obedience that we are learning to love God and learn to love neighbor as well.
我们应该顺服耶稣的话，我们才能学会怎么样子爱神，怎么样子爱人。
And this is the fulfillment of the law.
只有爱才是实现了律法。So
today's episode is going to continue with the 12 now following Jesus, but oddly enough at a distance.
所以今天的这一段我们继续展开，这里讲到12个门徒。 在前往耶路撒冷的路上跟随耶稣，但是远远的跟随。They're
walking towards Jerusalem.
他们在前往耶路撒冷的路上。With
Jesus ahead of them as he makes his way to Jerusalem.
耶稣在前面领路，他们在后面跟随。And
we know when he arrives there, what awaits him.
耶稣知道，当他到耶路撒冷的时候，等候耶稣的是什么东西？Suffering,
humiliation, and death.
是受苦、羞辱和死亡。
So I raise this question, what comes to your mind first when you think about the sufferings of Jesus Christ?
所以当你想到耶稣在他的受苦的话，你脑袋里会想到什么呢？
Mark's going to give us another picture of what we sometimes call the passion of Christ.
马可向我们呈现了几幅关于耶稣受难的画面。
And like he often does, he's planting seeds in our soul, in our hearts. About what it means and what we face if we're faithfully learning to follow Jesus.
他希望这些画面能够在我们心中生根发芽，挑战我们对于什么才是真正忠心跟随基督的既有概念。And
if you were not raised in the church, you might wonder about that word passion, because we use it in such different contexts in English.
所以你你看这个上面这个字，这个英文字叫 passion 的哈，你如果在教会里面成长起来的话，你也知道这个字可以用于很多不同的方面。
It really refers to the last week in the life of Jesus, right? Covering his visit to Jerusalem and ending with his crucifixion on the cross.
当这个字用在基督身上的时候呢，特别是讲到他最后一个礼拜，他经历了这个受苦受难被钉死。
So I just want you to be comfortable with the word passion.
所以当我讲到这个 passion 这个字的时候呢，就是这个意思，就是讲到基督的，讲到他最后这个礼拜的。
So let's continue with Mark in verse 32. It says, and there they were on the road going to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. And they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid.
所以这个马可福音十章三十二节就说，他们行路上耶路撒冷去，耶稣在前头走，门徒就稀奇，跟从的人也害怕。
And so if you have a good study Bible, you might see there that it wasn't unusual for a rabbi to walk before the disciples, to walk ahead of them.
所以你如果读些这种解经的书的话，你就发现当时拉比在前面领着大家走并不稀奇。
Right, but there's probably more going on than just that.
但是呢，这里可能还有别的，当时的背景还有别的意义在那里。
Mark's going to show us that what else is happening is that the disciples are struggling. They got their own agenda that they're dealing with.
所以这里讲到是门徒虽然在后面慢慢的远远的跟着哈，他们心中各有自己的算盘。
And it differs from Jesus' agenda.
所以他们想的跟耶稣想的不一样的。
This resolve that we see with Jesus, no matter what the danger is, this resolve to go ahead and move toward the cross is remarkable.
耶稣他是心里有个坚定的决心，不管前面等候的是什么，他一定要上耶路撒冷去。
And we capture just pictures of it or echoes of it in prophecies like we find in Isaiah.
就好像在以赛亚书里面的预言一样。
Where we read, because the sovereign Lord helps me, therefore I have set my face like flint.
以赛亚书50章7节说，主耶和华必帮助我，所以我不抱愧，我硬着脸面好像坚石。
I'm not going to let anything turn me from the left or to the right. I'm setting my face toward Jerusalem.
他的心向他的脸向着耶路撒冷去，不管发生什么事，他一定持守这条道路。
So here they are on that road that leads to Jerusalem.
所以这条路是上耶路撒冷的路。
The holy city of God, it was called.
耶路撒冷是个圣城。
Three times a year, pilgrims, Jewish faithful, pious pilgrims would ascend to the hill of Zion.
犹太人里面虔诚的犹太人一年三次要上耶路撒冷守节。
And there Jesus is walking ahead while the disciples are kind of struggling and straggling behind.
所以耶稣在前面走，而门徒呢就拖拖拉拉的跟着后面，心中有不安和恐惧。
And Peter recalls how they were amazed, how they were amazed at what Jesus was doing and the courage that he had.
所以马可后来彼得跟写马可福音的马可就讲了这一段，就讲到当时他们在心里在想些什么。
And they were thinking, why are you going back into this danger at this time? This is not the time to go to Jerusalem.
他们就想说，耶稣为什么在这个时候要上耶路撒冷去？明知道那个去了以后会有不好的事，但是他还去。
Truly, if you go back at this time, there's trouble.
去的话，肯定有不好的事发生的。
But they were not only astonished, they were afraid, like what would happen, not only to Jesus, but what would happen to them.
他们不仅是震惊，而且更是恐惧，因为他知道如果人家对耶稣不利，可能也不会放过他们，因为他们是耶稣的门徒。
Well, Mark tells us.
马可说。
In verse 32, and taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him.
所以耶稣又叫10章32节下半节说，耶稣又叫过12个门徒来，把自己将要遭遇的事告诉他们。
Interestingly, this is the third time, at least in the Gospel of Mark, where we see Jesus draws their attention to his imminent death.
所以我们看到这是马可福音中耶稣第三次预言他将要受难。
So the first of the, I don't know if you remember, but I'll just refresh our memories. The first time we see Jesus mention his passion was in 8:31.
所以第一次耶稣预言他最后这个礼拜要受难是在第八章三十一节。
We won't read that right now. We have too many slides and too many verses. The second time is in chapter 9, verse 31.
第二次耶稣预言是记载在9章31节。
And this is where he once again foretells his imminent death.
他 再次预言了他马要将要受死。
And this is today his third time that he will foretell, he will predict, and it's the most detailed of all of his tellings.
第十章这里呢记载的是最清楚的、最详细的一次。
And Jesus is here revealing what God has ordained for him to the twelve.
耶稣在这里把神要要他做的事情很详细、很明白的告诉了十二个门徒。
And therein we begin to see more clearly that his death would not come about merely because these Jewish authorities had determined to put him away.
这里呢，耶稣我们看到耶稣的死并不是单单因为当时的犹太当权者想要封他的口。
Or not merely because Jesus spoke out one too many times about their corruption and their wayward customs.
也不是因为耶稣揭露了当时的宗教的腐败现象。
Right. Yes, they wanted to silence Jesus.
他们确实，他们都想要除掉耶稣。
But Jesus again prophesied to them that he came on a mission. He came to die.
但是耶稣亲自表明他来的目的什么呢？就是来死的。
And we get the sense that this was the will of God.
我们知道这个他的死是出于神的旨意。
And so he said the following: See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles, and they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise.
所以耶稣说，看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子将要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，交给外邦人，他们要戏弄他，吐唾沫在他脸上，鞭打他，杀害他，过了三天，他要复活。
I think it's interesting how Mark's gospel gives us a picture how God works in our lives as well.
所以我们在马可福音中，我们看见神也把借着这幅图画，让我们看见我们的生命会是怎么样。
He knows we need to hear things more than once.
他知道我们听话的时候，要常常要被人重新反复提醒。
And especially those things that are central to our life and faith, He knows we need to hear them again and hear them again.
尤其对我们的信仰非常重要的话，神知道要说一遍、两遍、说三遍。
In verses 33 and 34, he explains the details of his horrific treatment that awaits him there.
所以耶稣在这里把他将要受的苦非常详细地描述出来。
His death would be unique.
他的死是很独特的。
It's not just a simple execution like other criminals met. Right?
他的死并不是一个普通的刑事处决。
It would be accompanied by vicious verbal and physical abuse.
他的死是伴随着极其残忍的言语。身体上的羞辱。
Which I wonder if Jesus grasped because he was someone who was raised on the scriptures. I wonder if he grasped some of those things as he was maturing.
所以我在想，耶稣他是熟悉旧约的，他长大的时候，他会不会想到，在成长过程就会想到旧约上面一些的预言。
Like we find in our Bible, Psalm 22, for example.
尤其像比如说诗篇二十二篇第六节这样说的。
We see the reflection of something like probably what Jesus was thinking. I'm a worm, not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people, etc.
那里诗篇二十二章六节说，但我是虫，不是人，被众人羞辱，被百姓藐视等等。
Yeah, you can only imagine. Or we see glimpses of it also in Isaiah 50.
然后以赛亚书五十章也有这样的类似的记载。
I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting.
那你说人打我的背，我任他打；人把我腮颊的胡须，我由他拔；人辱我、吐我，我并不掩面。
And he suffers all this even before they nail him to the cross.
他经历了这么多的羞辱，然后才被钉十字架。
And this condemnation, this public condemnation will begin with the Jewish religious leaders.
这些公开的羞辱是犹太的首领先开始的。
Right? I mean, who would have guessed? And then these religious leaders will hand him over to the Gentiles.
然后这个宗教领袖就把耶稣交给外邦人，也就是罗马当局。
In other words, the Roman authorities, right?
就让罗马当局来钉他十字架。
They will abuse him and finally execute him.
这罗马当局就羞辱他，最后把他执行死刑，把他钉在十字架上。
And so the disciples are hearing this and they realize now that, you know, we're talking about Jesus, the Jewish Messiah.
他的门徒想到耶稣是犹太人的救世主，是他们的弥赛亚。
This is the man, the hoped for one, right? The longed for, prayed for, national savior of the nation.
他们期待着他 这个救世主是犹太人所盼望、祈求、等待的民族救主。
So imagine as a Jew, a faithful Jew trying to learn to follow the law of God, hearing Jesus who is Messiah treated in such a manner.
所以你想，这个十二个门徒就知道耶稣是弥赛亚，是要来的那位救世主。当他们听着耶稣这样讲说，哎，这个救世主要受这么大的羞辱，要最后被交在罗马政府手上钉十字架，他们会在怎么想？
You can see why they struggle.
他可能接受不了。
How does that go together? This kind of treatment for the long-awaited Savior. How can that be?
他讲耶稣是救主，对吧？他怎么会受这种的对待遇呢？
And all in the city of Jerusalem where they recognized and enthroned their kings, right?
而且这个发生在这个耶路撒冷，这是一个蒙爱的王城，是君王登基的地方。
But this would be the place that the Messiah would go to die.
但这城反而成了这个弥赛亚要去死的地方。
At enemy hands.
也在死在仇敌的手中。
Yeah, I think I got a repeat slide there. You think I hit the wrong direction? Yeah. There's a chart I found as I was studying and preparing this message that kind of lays out the difference about what was revealed about this visit to Jerusalem in the different, places where it's mentioned in the Gospels.
所以这里我准备一个表格，就耶稣的预言讲到他怎么怎么死，然后在后面怎么怎么的实现。
And we can see the difference between what was revealed in chapter 8 verse 31 and then also in 9:31 and then what was revealed in this text that we're looking at today.
所以你看这个表，他耶稣在马可福音里预言了三次预言他的受苦受死，那第八章三十一节、九章三十一节、十章，对吧？然后每个预言呢都有的地方提到，有的地方没提到。但是最后的应验都在比如说14章以后。
And I think the Spirit of God led Mark as he's recording this gospel to put more and more detail about what Jesus was communicating.
所以马可就很越记越多，把特别详细的把他的预言这个的细节都记下来了。
Yeah, now true, Jesus does mention that he will rise again.
但确实耶稣确实提到他将要复活。
When this amazing reversal where he conquers death takes place,
三天之后，那奇妙的逆转将会来到。
But he doesn't really emphasize it too much at this time, really. He just mentions it in passing.
但是耶稣在这里并没有特别强调他的复活，只是他就提到了。
And he must find other opportunities if they had questions about the resurrection. But here, truly, he's highlighting the suffering and the passion of himself.
对，他这一段的强调的就是他的受苦和受死。
The details of his death evidently were predetermined.
他的受死的这个细节都已经是预先就预定的。
So someone might ask the question, maybe someone that is skeptical or someone not so familiar with the Christian story, they might ask, was Jesus' death maybe an unfortunate accident?
有人可能会想哈，耶稣的死是不是一个不幸的意外
？Or Jesus was confrontational with the religious authorities one too many times?
还是说他冒险过头所导致的结果？
Well, today's reading of the gospel makes the answer pretty clear, no.
所以这个答案是否定的。
Whatever else it may mean, Jesus' death is something that he goes to face deliberately by his own choosing and by God's design.
所以我们看到耶稣的死都是他明知其结果仍然主动走向的结局，是出于他自己的选择。
Yeah. Jesus knows what awaits him and he goes.
他知道是这样的结局，他仍然选择这样条路。
Right, he knows what he's walking into.
他知道他前面等着他的是什么。
And I think that's why his disciples are amazed about his courage and his resolve.
所以这里可以理解为什么他的门徒会有一个震惊的反应。
And as he goes, he holds our destiny in his hands.
因为耶稣他把自己的命运掌握在自己的手里。
So after such a sobering reflection, you know, on a revelation rather from Jesus, you know, you might think that the disciples would be empathetic. You're like, oh man, yeah.
所以当耶稣有这样一个令人肃然起敬的启示之后呢，你想可能门徒会变得更加的体恤，更加的忧伤。
But that's not what happens.
但事实并非如此。
Mark continues, and we see James and John speak up, right? He's the sons of Zebedee, and they came up to him, and they said to him, Teacher,We want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. And he said to them, well, what do you want me to do for you? And they said to him, grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory.
你想耶稣刚讲完自己要受苦受死，对吧？他的两个门徒西比泰的儿子雅各约翰就进前来对耶稣说，夫子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们做。耶稣说，你要我给你们做什么呢？他们说，愿我们赐我们在你的荣耀里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。
Evidently, they've been mulling over all these things that Jesus is communicating, right?
所以当耶稣分享这他关于他受苦的这一切的时候，他的门徒包括这个西比泰的两个儿子，他们心里都在想。
I think they must be thinking about, okay, there's big changes coming.
他们在想，哦，这个世道要变天了。
Maybe this will be an opportunity for me hereafter.
那可能对我来讲是个机会。
So I think it's interesting how they go about making this request.
我觉得他们提出这个要求的方式很耐人寻味。
Right? I mean, it's pretty bold. We want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. That's pretty bold at such a sobering time as this is.
他们说，我们无论求你做什么，愿你赐给我们。这话相当大胆。
Now, most of us, we get pretty nervous when somebody makes a request like this. Hey, I need you to do a favor for me.
坦白的说，当如有人这样子对你要提个要求的时候，你肯定会感到紧张，对吧？
And it's easy to criticize the disciples at this point, but it also shows that maybe we're seeing their faith growing as well.
但一方面他们这个胆大哈，另一方面可以看就是他们对于耶稣的信心也确实有增长，他们知道耶稣有荣耀。
So Jesus asked them, "Oh, okay, what is it you want me to do for you?"
所以耶稣就说了，那你要我为你们做什么呢？
And they said, "Well, let us be honored before others."
他们要的东西其实就是说，他们要在要一个坐左边，一个在右边嘛，意思就是说他们要得的比别人更多的荣耀。
Not only before them, but above them.
不仅是要比别人先，而且比别人更高。
Jesus, maybe one of us on your right hand and one on your left.
我们俩一个人在左边，一个在右边。
Saying, you know, we've been so faithful to follow you, Jesus.
因为我们这些年一直忠心的跟随你。
Right? When you're in your glory.
尤其是在你的荣耀里面，我要一个要坐左边，一个要坐右边。
So this is the case. Okay, they also beginning to understand there's the good news of the resurrection as well.
所以他们也相信将来这个复活里面是复活以后是有荣耀的。
Yeah, clear. You see their faith growing at the same time that they're struggling with, you know, the things we all struggle with power and position and all that.
所以看着他们对耶稣的认识也加深，虽然说他们也是在这个对于权力啊、荣耀这些的在挣扎中，但是他对于耶稣的认识也加深了。
But if we listen to what people ask us, it tells us a lot about them.
所以当别人来跟你要求东西的时候，你也可以从他的要求里面来认识这个人是怎么样的。
And such is the case here, that this request exposes what's on their heart.
所以他们的请求也同样暴露了他们内心真正的光景。
Right, not only what's on their heart, but what they are longing for.
他不仅要什么，他们也肯定是说他们心里在想什么。
It seems they saw themselves as more worthy.
他们认为自己比别人更配得尊荣。
And they view their peers and other disciples as perhaps not as worthy.
他们看其他的门徒和同伴不如他们自己。
Maybe Jesus was their ticket to honor and distinction.
在他们眼中，耶稣成为通往尊荣地位和来世奖赏的门票。
But it's interesting, Jesus at this moment doesn't rebuke them.
我们发现耶稣当时并没有责备他们。
Right, I believe this is because having such an aspiration to be significant or to be great, it's not in and of itself necessarily wrong.
因为我觉得耶稣觉得渴望卓越、渴望伟大本身并不是个错误的。
We get little glimpses of this even in the rest of the New Testament.
在新约其他地方也有类似的提到。
Like about the topic about choosing leaders for the church and in a So Paul says, you know, if you aspire to be overseer, that's a good thing.
就像保罗在提摩太前书里面提到，渴望监督牧养神的百姓，本身是一个圣洁的志向。
Right, and we also see it in places like the book of Romans, chapter 2, verse 7, where it says it's good to do good and to seek these things that are significant and weighty.
在罗马书中也有类似的提到，就是说，当你想要行善的时候，这是一个好的。
Right, so let's look at Jesus' reply.
我们再来看耶稣对他们两个的回答是怎么样呢
？Jesus says to them, "You do not know what you're asking. Okay, are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I'm baptized?" And they said, "Yeah, yeah, we're able."
耶稣说：“你们不知道所求的是什么？我所喝的杯，你们能喝吗？我所受的洗，你们能受吗？”他们说：“我们能。
”Yeah. Jesus looks at them and says, You really think you can drink from this cup that I drink from?
耶稣说，你真的能喝我所喝的杯吗？
As some of you may recall, we see this, the symbol, the metaphor of the cup throughout the Old Testament and in the New Testament as well.
在旧约新约里面都有提到这个喝这个杯子这个概念。
Drinking from the cup is an expression describing how one experiences God's judgment.
在旧约里面喝这个杯是一个常见的表达，用来描述人经历神的愤怒和审判。
We find it in places like Psalm 75.
比如说诗篇75篇。
Where the cup clearly depicts the judgment of God against evildoers.
这个杯被用来描绘神向作恶之人所倾倒的审判。
Right, and I think Jesus is implying he's going to drink this cup of God's judgment.
所以耶稣在这里讲的，他喝的这杯就是神对人的审判，由他喝了。
Taking on himself the sins of the world, the judgment of God for our sins.
他将要喝尽神愤怒的杯，也就是说亲自担当父神对世人罪恶的审判。
And to further expound this, Jesus also asks,
那为了进一步阐明这点，耶稣又提出第二个问题。
Can you be immersed into the waters that I'm about to be immersed in?
你们能受我将要受的洗吗？
This baptism that he speaks of is his submission to suffering and death.
耶稣所说的洗指的是他甘愿顺服进入苦难与死亡之中。
And just as Jesus is about to submit to this baptism of suffering,
所以当初耶稣也受了这个施洗约翰的洗，
which he actually symbolized when he was baptized by John the Baptist.
也他当初受施洗约翰的洗，也表明说他认同那些前来受施洗约翰洗的那些罪人的身份。
Jesus will again submit to this baptism.
他如今也顺服这个他受死的这个洗，
into suffering, into death.
要受苦以至于死。
Right? That's a significant thing. So he says, are you ready for something like that?
所以耶稣问他们两个说，你们对于这个事情你们愿意准备好了吗？
You really don't know what you're asking for.
所以耶稣说，你们不知道你们所求的是什么。
As only disciples willing to endure sufferings and persecution we discover, only they will reign with Christ.
我们知道唯有那些愿意为基督忍受苦难与逼迫的人才能与基督一同作王。
And I'm not talking about us losing our salvation, but this is the way that Jesus communicates it, okay? Yeah, if you want that kind of honor, then you have to live a life where you faithfully follow Jesus, even into suffering, maybe even into your own death.
这里讲的不是失去救恩的事情，救恩这些他们已经得到了，这里讲的是与基督一同作王的荣耀的奖赏。
We see Paul mention something like this in his letter to Timothy.
但保罗在提摩太书信里也提到。
I think it's interesting. He said, this is something you can trust. This is a trustworthy saying.
那里保罗提摩太后书二章十一到十二节那里说，有可信的话说。
If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him.
我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活。我们若能忍耐，也必与他一同作王。
This is what we're talking about, right? Yeah. It seems James and John are completely missing what Jesus is trying to communicate to them.
所以我觉得雅各和约翰完全错过了耶稣一直在强调的一个重点。
That the only path to that kind of distinction is through suffering and maybe even death.
所以约翰达到那个荣耀，比如说左边右边那个位置哈，那是要借着他受苦和死亡才能够成全的。
Yeah, there's a place on my right.And on my left, and you'll find two thieves there.
所以耶稣想说，在我左边已经有个人了，右边一个人了。在钉十字架的时候，左边有个强盗，右边有个强盗。
I think that's interesting, just that picture, right? Yeah, there's a place on my right, there's a place on my left. You'll see it pretty soon. There's two criminals hanging on a cross, one on each side.
所以耶稣就也在预言，在我左边，在我右边确实有两个位置，都已经有预定有人在那儿了。
But at that moment, like us, sometimes they were not able to completely understand.
但是这两个人可能当时还是没听进去。
So they answered Jesus' question with, sure, we can do that.
所以当耶稣说你们能吗？他们说我们能。
Now, of course, if you know the rest of the gospel story, you realize that at this time, the disciples were not ready at all.
所以你读福音书往后读，你就知道那个时候他们包括这两个门徒根本就没有预备好。
In fact, we'll see pretty soon in his greatest hour of need, all of them would either be sleeping or later just abandon him when he was arrested.
所以我们看到后来耶稣带着门徒，尤其是临近他被抓的时候或者被杀的时候，门徒要么睡着了，要么都跑掉了。
Let's continue in verse 39 and 40. And Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, all right? And with the baptism with which I'm baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared."
所以耶稣回答他们说，我所喝的杯你们也要喝，我所受的洗你们也要受，只是坐在我的左右不是我可以赐的，乃是为谁预备的就赐给谁。
Yeah, you're going to drink from this cup, all right, Jesus says.
耶稣说，这个我喝的杯你也得喝。
That's what Jesus told them. You will be handed over. This is in Matthew. We read in the Gospel of Matthew. He warned them, you'll be handed over to be persecuted and even put to death, and you will be hated by the nations because of me.
所以在马太福音中那里记载说，耶稣对他的门徒说，那时人要把你们陷在患难中，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。
We know that that's very realistic, and not so long ago in China, even to the present hour, there are people who are preaching and ministering the gospel who disappear or who are locked up, and they're suffering because they're simply trying to faithfully follow Jesus.
所以我们知道耶稣这句话到现在还是在发生的，尤其在中国有些地方的教会，他们忠心的传讲神的福音，结果就消失了，或者被关起来了。
We see it in other places also throughout the scripture, like in Romans there.
在保罗在罗马书里面也说了。
You too will be plunged into the waters of suffering if you follow me.
如果你们忠心效法耶稣的话，你们一样会被丢进受苦的这个湖里面。
For my sake, Jesus says.
耶稣说，为了我的名，你们也会受苦。
But your place in glory, well, okay, that'll be that's determined by God alone.
然而你们在荣耀中的位置，你们将来如何得尊荣，那是唯独神决定的啊。
Right, for those whom it has been prepared. Verse 41, we read, and when the ten heard it, they began to be indignant at James and John.
所以圣经还另外记载说，那另外那十个门徒听见他们这个对话呢，就恼怒约翰和雅各。
So it makes you wonder why are they so upset?
你想想，那十个人为什么会恼怒这两个门徒呢？
Becoming indignant.
他非常的恼怒。
Because they didn't think of it first, maybe?
因为是不是因为他们没有先说这句话？
Maybe, I don't know. Or because they, like many today, can't stand for any of their peers to be honored above them, perhaps.
说他们像我们现今很多人一样哈，无法容忍跟你地位平等的人被高抬。
Or maybe we give them the benefit of the doubt because they found such a request after Jesus told them what awaits them in Jerusalem to be totally inappropriate.
或者他们更好一点，他们觉得，耶稣刚讲他受苦，你们就来跟他提要求，这个话说的多么的不合时宜。
So whatever the reason is, the reaction I think is understandable.
所以不论原因什么，我他们的反应也是可以理解的。
I mean, I probably would respond similarly.
如果是我当时听到那两人这样说话，我可能也会恼怒。
I mean, Jesus had just told them about what awaits them, and then they want to talk about that.
Yeah, 所以耶稣刚讲了他要受苦受死，结果这两人马上就来提要求了。
Yeah, I'm thinking, I know you're going to die, Jesus, but I'm thinking about my distinction in glory.
他讲的，耶稣，你反正要死了，你死后复活的时候，让我跟你一起得荣耀。
So you can kind of imagine that scene happening.
所以你想象这个图画哈。
Right, but Jesus doesn't miss this as a golden moment for his instruction.
这个场面确实好像不太好看啊，但是耶稣觉得这是一个教导他门徒的一个好的机会来了。
Right, we see in verse 42, and Jesus called to him and he said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them." But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
所以耶稣下面的教导记载在42节到45节。耶稣叫他们来，对他们说，你们知道外邦人中有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们，只是在你们中间不是这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人，在你们中间谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
So Jesus says there is a way to honor distinction, greatness. There is a way.
所以耶稣就说，你想做尊贵伟大吗？那是有一条通道的。
Serving, laying down your lives for others.
服侍别人，舍弃自己的命为了别人，这就是那条通道。
Because in the kingdom of God, we're not taking our cues from everything around us in the world.
我们走在神的国的路上，我们不是从这个世上来学这个样式。
We know about this system because we live in the middle of this system in this culture every day.
我们活在这个世上，我们知道这个世上的做法。你要想伟大，想得尊荣，他有一套他有属世的方法。
Where those in power appointed to rule are happy to lord it over others.
在世人的体系中，那些掌权者往往乐于辖制别人。
Only too glad to exercise their authority.
而且乐于行使展示自己的权柄和所谓的伟大。
Their greatness, yeah, right, yeah. In fact, Jesus warned his disciples, "You are not to be called rabbi."
而且耶稣他明确的警告他的门徒说，这是在马太福音二十三章里面记载说，但你们不要受拉比的称呼。
I mean, this is just one example, you know. But oh, teacher, you know, and it's not something that we're to pursue, right?
耶稣警告他们，你们不要受拉比的称呼，因为你只有一位是你们的夫子，那就是耶稣哈，你们都是弟兄。
Yeah, now I think it's good that in this culture, the Asian culture, I really, really love the fact that you guys respect your elders, you respect those in authority. So I'm not criticizing that. We're talking about the other side of it, where the person who does have authority is not to be, you know, reminding you of his authority or her authority all the time.
所以我们在亚洲的这个文化里面，大家尊重年长的，尊重权柄哈。但是呢，从另一个角度说，当一个有权柄的时候呢，他并不需要常常让提醒别人说：“嘿，我有权柄，我是管你的那个人。”
Right. So I like this culture, even within this congregation, where we call each other, "Hey, we're brothers. Right? We're all brothers and sisters."
在我们这个聚会中，大家都是弟兄。
Okay. And so I think with some of his followers, eventually this began to stick.Yeah.
所以耶稣这样的讲呢，他有些话就开始在进入他这个门徒的心里去了。
I mean, we see examples of it in James in his book. This is the half brother of Jesus. He says the following.
对，所以这些教导影响了后代，影响了初代教会。就像雅各，就是耶稣的弟弟那个雅各，他在雅各书里面就写了这样一段。
You know this verse, right? Not many of you should become teachers because there's going to be a greater judgment on teachers, right? On those in authority.
雅各三章一节就雅各就这样说，我的弟兄们，不要多人做师傅，因为晓得我们将受更重的判断。
We catch other glimpses like Peter's epistle where he says, don't lord it over God's people, but you lead by example.
所以彼得也后来也同样的劝勉教会的长老。他在彼得前书里面说，不要辖制所托付你们的，乃是要做群羊的榜样。
We hear the echo coming from Jesus. It shall not be so among my followers.
所以耶稣在这里的教导中，他也郑重强调，在你们中间不是这样。
So if you or I would be great, if we would be first, then we must become like Jesus, a slave of God.
所以你想要成为伟大或者为首的人呢？就必须要就像耶稣一样，必须成为神的奴仆。
We're serving instead of ruling really better exemplifies the spirit we're after.
因为服侍而不是统治，才最真实的反映出属神之人的生命和心态。
Luke's gospel captures this pretty good.
路加福音在记录了这一段。
I like this. He says the greatest. Jesus says the greatest among you should be like the youngest.
耶稣在那里说，你们里头伟大的倒要像年幼的。
And then if there's those among us who rule, then they should be the best who serve.
为首领的倒要像服侍人的。
Just as Jesus himself modeled for us.
就像耶稣他一生所活出来的榜样。
He served, he gave his life as a ransom, right?
他来了就是为要拯救赎回别人。
So like with the 12, many of our requests, many of our expectations subconsciously are influenced by the world and the culture we live in.
所以我们就像这个十二使徒一样，我们许多的请求和期盼往往在不知不觉中受到这个世界和文化的塑造。
So we need to hear messages like this from time to time because the influence and the pull of the world is so strong.
我们需要听到耶稣这样的信息。
Do we really believe Jesus though this morning? I just want to ask all of us. Do we believe the path to greatness, the way to greatness is serving and laying our life down?
我们是否真的相信耶稣所说的通往伟大的道路是借着服侍他人并为他人的益处舍下自己的生命呢？
And if you say yes, I believe that.
如果你的回答是是的我相信是这样的。
Then how can we help each other lean into that way of life?
那下面就是说我们该如何生活来表达我们所相信的这些。
What would motivate us? What would motivate a person to lay their preferences for worldly pursuits aside and commit to a life of serving others?
对，做一个真正的基督徒，一个活在神国度真实中的人，我们当如何在日常生活中具体的实践这样的生命呢？
Yeah, I just want us to think about that, and then we're going to close with. Sometimes I have time for it, sometimes I don't. Today I'm doing better. Insights and applications.
下面我们讲一些这个亮光和应用哈。
First of all, Jesus is still leading His people in this way, even though at times we are amazed, even though sometimes we're afraid, right? But He's still leading us and with purpose, with resolution, and He calls us to follow.
所以耶稣仍然坚定地带领他这些既惊奇又惧怕的门徒。
And maybe we'll be like the disciples, maybe at times we're struggling, we're wrestling, and the distance between us and Jesus is growing larger, but Jesus still takes us where we are.
所以即便我们对耶稣所说的我们有惊奇有惧怕，慢慢的我们跟他隔得越来越远了哈，他在前头走，我们跟着后面越跟越远，但是耶稣仍然带领我们前行。
And as we follow, yes, we're going to encounter challenges, difficulties, sufferings even.
所以我们愿意跟从的话呢，那我们就会照他所说的经历这些受苦的事情。
Like Jesus, we're going to be misunderstood, we're going to be criticized. It just happens if you faithfully follow Jesus.
所以我们也会被人家误解，被人家批评，但是我们必须要坚持的跟随耶稣。
So Jesus challenges you, he challenges me to say goodbye to all of these conveniences and all of this concern about my safety all the time and just learn to listen to his voice and follow him.
所以耶稣挑战我们要跟从他，就放弃我们过去很多可能舒适的地方，来真的跟从他。
We're going to also battle with our fears. We won't do this perfectly. It's okay.
我们要明白我们在跟从耶稣的这条道路上不是那么的完美的，我们也不会做得很完美。
But like the 12, we're going to be amazed at what we see and what we experienced.
我们就像当初十二个使徒一样，我们也会经历一些，我们也会有惊讶的时候。
As we try to simply show up where God is working, and we watch God work and things begin to unfold.
我们跟从主，神会让事情慢慢的改变。
Yeah. Second of all, Jesus is still gathering his disciples together even today.
耶稣到如今仍然召聚他的门徒。来告诉他们要做的事情。
And just like we're doing this morning, he gathers us together because he wants to tell us what we can expect, what's going to happen, what's ahead of us.
像我们今天仍然在一起聚会，听主耶稣的话一样，耶稣会告诉我们将来要发生的事情。
Right, same thing, and this is what's happening this morning with us. So Mark doesn't mention that they could not hear this word of confirmation as in times before.
马可他这里并没有提到耶稣门徒听不懂或者听不见耶稣的启示。
Maybe they're like us, where for us to totally understand the teaching and the gospel of Jesus, it takes time.
就像当时的门徒是这样的，他要听了几遍他听明白听进去了。我们可能也是一样，要听几遍。
I mean, no one really communicated to me what it looked like to faithfully follow Jesus when I was 24 years old. I got baptized when it was 1981.
我二十四岁的时候受浸，跟从要决定要跟从耶稣，当时也没人跟我说这条路将来会怎么怎么样。
All they emphasize is believe this, and then you're going to go to heaven, and that, you know, was about it. So I don't know. That's not really the meaning of baptism, right? Baptism is much more significant. You're saying yes to a life of learning to follow Jesus.
我当时就人就说你相信了这个，你就有永生。我就是这样信的，但是也受洗了，但是并不知道这个受洗。后面的含义到底有多少？
The way to glory involves suffering, humiliation, and a cross.
这个通往荣耀的路是要经过受苦、羞辱和十字架的。
But those who press on to follow Jesus continue to need His Word of Revelation.
第三点，那真正跟随、真正坚持跟随耶稣的人需要更多也更深入的启示。
And sometimes God kindly gives us even more detail as we're trying to obey Him imperfectly.
所以即便我们不完跟从耶稣不完全，但是主耶稣仍然对我们说话。
Right.
给我们启示。
But as we hear this word, and if we listen to this word, I don't mean just on Sundays when we're together, but as we learn to welcome this word, I think we also, this resolve, this courage that was in Jesus becomes something that we experience more and more within our own soul.
当我们越跟随耶稣，我们就越能够听到他的话，我们也越能够坚定我们的信心。
I mean, personally, you know, okay, here we are 40 years later, I'm a lot more ready to hear that word, to step out in faith, even if there's risk involved.
我跟从耶稣40年了，我跟从的越久，越能够听到他的话。
And hearing just something like this once is not enough. It doesn't cut it.
如果你听跟从耶稣就只听过一次，可能不太容易坚定下来跟从耶稣。
Because like the 12, sometimes when we first hear it, we're not ready to hear it.
尤其是当你第一次听到这个话的时候，你心里并没有准备好，所以听到就过去了。
Or we hear it and then we quickly forget it.
你听了你就忘记了。
So God in His mercy brings us together where we keep coming under that word, that gospel word. We need to hear that word again.
神照着他的怜悯把我们聚在一起，常常听到神的这句话。
So I don't know about you, but I want to hear that word daily. I want that word to be on my heart.
我希望听到，我希望每天能够听到这句话，要跟从耶稣，希望这句话一直在我心里面。
Or otherwise, we end up like the parable here where, you know, the seed is going out, you're hearing the word, you say, oh yeah, that's good. But then as soon as trouble comes, you fall away.
否则就像这里记载的说，这个那个撒种的那个比喻，那个种子你在你心里面长出来，但是一旦碰上逼迫你就放弃了。
Right. I don't want that to happen to me or you.
我希望这个不会 yeah. 我不是像那样子的人。
Fourth observation. Today's disciples are not really unlike James and John Zebedee.
所以第四点呢，就是我们今日的门徒呢，与西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰并没有什么不一样。
What I mean is when we should be helping and supporting those who are suffering and learning to follow Christ, sometimes we're more preoccupied with our place, our status before others.
当我们本该去扶持那些正在为基督受苦、忠心跟随主的人的时候，我们却在想着怎么样去抓取权力，或者过分的关注自己的地位和荣耀。
I know I was really that way when I was in my mid to late twenties, you know.
我在我二十多岁的时候就是像这样的人。
Yeah, thinking about what was my place, my role.、Yeah.
想的就是我自己。
Fifth point, like the sons of thunder, John and James were called sons of thunder by Jesus.
另外那个叫像雷子一样啊，这个雅各和约翰，圣经还给他起了个名字叫雷子。
Right, and so like them, as our faith grows, we ask God for things in prayer that we don't really sometimes fully grasp what it implies.
所以我们在信心成长中也常向神求一些自己尚未完全明白的事情。
For example, if you pray, Lord, make me patient.
比如说你会跟神祷告说，主啊，让我有忍耐。
God will answer that prayer and He will put you in a situation or with people who will test your patience. He will put you in trials where that's the only way you can learn patience.
所以当你向神求忍耐的时候呢，神就应允你，把你放在一个环境里面，你就天天学着要忍耐别人。
So like the disciples, you know, Lord, I want to be in a significant role. And Jesus says, okay, this is the way. Sufferings, hardships, death.Persecution, etc.
所以当两个门徒说，主啊，我要伟大，我要像跟从你，我要像着享受那个荣耀，就说行啊，这条路是这样的，先谦卑后升高，要经过受苦受辱受死，还有十字架。
In all fairness, Jesus, remember, he doesn't rebuke them because they wanted a life of significance. He does not rebuke them.
所以你记得吗？耶稣并没有批评他说，哎，你这样想是错的，而只是告诉他，你这样想，他的道路是这样子的，你愿意吗？
Right.Yeah, that's right. You said it better than I said it. That's good. So I think we can close. I want to say a prayer here in just a moment. But we see this, Jesus lived this out. It wasn't just something that he taught. We see it when he's washing the disciples' feet.
我们看见耶稣讲这些他也是这样做的哈，你还他自己 愿意谦卑下来为他的门徒洗脚。
Right? He says, I'm the one, I'm your rabbi, I'm your teacher, but I want you to see this is what it means. He's giving them, he's embodying the life of what it means to be faithful to God.
所以耶稣他所讲的和他所做的完全一致，他教他的门徒说你们要谦卑要服侍人，他自己是门徒的拉比，是他们的夫子，他愿意自己好像一个仆人一样为他们洗脚。
So there's probably another 15 slides.
后面还有15章的图片哈。
I think we get the point. Yeah. So let's pray.
我们现在有个祷告。
Thank you, Lord.
主，我们谢谢你。
Thank you for your faithfulness.
谢谢你对我们的谢谢你对我们有信心。
Yeah. Thank you for your patience with us.
谢谢你对我们有忍耐。
Lord, thank you for this word that I need to hear.
这今天的话也是对我自己再说了一遍。
Help us to walk in it, to remember it, to reflect on it today.
让我们帮助我们常常想起这些话。
We thank you that there is a way to greatness.
我们知道这通往荣耀、通往尊贵是有一条路的。
Help us, Lord, to serve.
帮助我们能够降卑、谦卑来服侍别人。
Lay our lives down.
把我们的生命放下。
Thank you for laying your life down, Lord.
我们谢谢你，因为你把你自己的生命放下了。
So we could live.
所以我们才有生命。
Yeah, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
我们谢谢你，奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.